5 more great talks. And after we have this brief, silly period, you guys will have the opportunity to lunch outside, but also to talk to the profs. And I encourage you in the strongest terms to go and chat with them, because people like nothing better than talking about research. Now we have that moment of soup and science where we show the dean is not afraid of making a fool of himself on a second's notice. Here we go. So, or as I said in other days, this is when on Sprockets we dance. So, from Leah's talk, the skill testing question, which I can barely pronounce, Leah, is what is human African trypanosomiasis? Do you want to say it?
Human African trypanosomiasis. If you've taken one of my courses, you can't answer the question.
Okay, right here in the middle. Indeed, indeed. Congratulations. And beware. Oh, that's bad. Okay. Yes. In science, we feed you not only knowledge, but an appropriate mixture of silliness. And from Audrey's talk, this actually is, I'll try to give a codicil to this, maybe Audrey will. What is the minimum size? You saw that thing she was doing, which is really cool. What is the minimum size for the iron nano? Way in the back.
8 nanometers.
8 what? I couldn't hear you. Nanometers, Audrey?
Yes, it's perfect.
That is perfect. And the reason is because, I won't say the reason, because it's a collective behavior, so you have to have a bunch of atoms to be able to do it. One atom can't be a magnet, and 8 is the smallest. You can actually get a bunch of atoms that will magnetize. This is challenging, so let's put this right here. Almost. Thank you for the sympathetic awes that I got when I saw it. Anyway, for Martin's talk, I don't think this is what you said, but what you wrote here is very reasonable. How many hours of YouTube videos are uploaded every minute? Now, let me go further. Let me try right here.
3 days.
Martin?
3 days.
No, no, right here.
6 days.
6 days, Martin? No, no. Right here in the middle?
It's 2 days.
What was that?
2 weeks?
No, I think she said 2 days.
2 days, yeah.
2 days it is.
It's like 48 hours.
2 days is 48 hours. Here we go. Thank you. Oh, this is kind of cool. And from, this is even more interesting because Xu Ting didn't get to it in her talk, so this makes it even more interesting. Okay, there are a lot of ways to do IQ tests. What is the distribution used to assume the distribution of IQ scores? In the purple shirt?
Gaussian.
What?
A Gaussian distribution.
A Gaussian distribution, is that right?
That's close. Yeah, that's a normal distribution.
Yeah.
And for those in the audience with the background in statistical physics, a Gaussian distribution only works if the variance is vanishingly small, which raises issues as to why they use it. Okay, and finally, and I remind you guys before I do this, oh, I forgot this yesterday. Victor Chisholm is organizing this, and he's our undergraduate research officer. For the 14 editions of Soup and Science, he has been the tallest man in the room. And so if you want to talk to him afterwards, I encourage you in the strongest terms to talk to the profs. They love talking to you. But if you want to hook up with somebody who's in a field, not in the room, Victor can help you out with the technicalities. We have another thing tomorrow, by the way, with 5 different profs and 5 different great lecturers. What? What? Exit on the right. Exit on the right. Okay. Oh, yeah, when we eat, the profs will jump the queue and assemble around the staircase or something, maybe even walk up the staircase a bit. And I will jump the queue because I'm hungry. The final talk was by Ed, and he had 2 questions, but I'll just do the second one, which is less interesting but kind of more fun, which is, tell us about the species of frog used in Ed's lab. Way in the back so I can make a fool of myself.
Albino xenopus tadpole.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Close enough. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow.